Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Army Wife Talk Radio. I am your host, Army Wife Network's content curator, Chrissy Gibbs, and co-hosting with me today is Army Wife Network's podcast production assistant, Annie Pierce. We are looking forward to sharing some empowering segments and resources with you today, and get ready because it's a special edition of our podcast. This is show number 901 of the leading and longest running podcast of its kind.
Hello, Chrissy, and hello, everyone. We have some great stuff in store for you in this episode. In fact, it's a double feature. As always, we'll be sharing some of our weekly resources to help you excel in your mil-spouse life. Then in just a bit, we'll hear from owner and commander, Dr. Sharita Knobloch, as she chats with Jen Wazorik from PCS Grades. But that's not all. Later in our show, we'll listen to the second empowering interview with Katie Waters from First Command Financial Services.
I'm not going to lie. I saw PCS Grades on our calendar and I immediately signed up to be the host for this episode right away because I love PCS Grades and what they have to offer. So I cannot wait to hear both of these interviews. Before we dive in, Annie, it's been so long since we've hosted together. What is new with you?
Oh my goodness. A lot of fun Army stuff. Getting ready for my husband to deploy. So that's fun. Always.
Yeah. Fun is kind of in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
It's kind of that we're in that strange time of like, I know I'm going to miss him. I know it's going to be hard, but yeah, I'm a little bit ready for him to go.
Yeah, I totally feel you there. I have been through that. I get the, okay, like, let's get this show on the road. Let's let me take over. We have fun Army stuff over here. Luckily, not a deployment, but we are doing our big OCONUS move. And so we're also doing all of the crazy, stressful things.
So. OCONUS moves are no joke.
I know you have done one yourself. Where were you in Germany?
So we were in Holmfels.
Okay.
Where are you guys heading?
We're heading to Grafenwöhr. So not too far away from Hohenfels, but a little bit closer to what, civilization?
Yep. But I actually kind of liked it because it forced me to get out.
Yes.
Like if you're unhappy at Hohenfels, it's because you're not exploring.
And that's what I heard. Like you get to be really immersed in the culture and, you know, the real German life, which is cool. But
yeah.
And we've never done this, so we are so clueless on all of the extra prep for, you know, this PCS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lot of extra prep.
Usually we drive everywhere. You know, we have four children and a dog, so it just made more sense for us even, you know, across country. We're fine. We'll drive. But we can't drive across the ocean, so.
No. Yeah, I remember listening to you on Millie about you guys renting an RV for a while.
We actually owned the RV. Yeah, we lived in it for 2 years. But that was one of the things. It was just easier for us. You know, you don't have to pay for hotels every night. And so just one of those things that would be in our list. It would be like, oh, that's an easy PCS. But this one is just obviously a little different. The kids are all so excited, though, to get on an airplane. So
yay.
So yay for that. That's all they care about. That's probably why they want to go to Germany.
That's hilarious. I love that. That'll be fun.
Well, with it being a double feature, I think it's time we should hear from our first guest, Jenna Wazorik. What do you think? Let's listen in.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio, listeners. I'm Dr. Sharita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. For many of us, military moves are a very big part of our lifestyle. And let's be real, PCSing can often be somewhat stressful. But no worries, because today's guest has got our six. It's my pleasure to introduce an empowering resource from an empowered mill spouse, Jenna Wazorik, repping PCS Grades. Now, PCS Grades offers in-depth area guide, BAH calculator, indicators, neighborhood reviews, housing photos, weekly webinars, PCS checklist, and so much more. They are your one-stop PCS shop. You can discover trusted local area insights by and for military and veteran families for base housing, off-base neighborhood schools, plus more. You can also earn cash back when you buy or sell a home. Today's guest is Jenna. She is Director of Marketing at PCS Grades with 5 PCSs under her belt. This Army spouse runs the social media efforts, a team of military spouse sponsors, and outreach into local military communities. Jenna also dedicates her time to serving in local spouse clubs, SFRGs, running a meal ministry in her neighborhood. She's married to an active duty soldier, has 2 children and 1 fur baby. Jenna, welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio. Cannot wait to chat with you today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
So I'm no stranger to the PCS craziness. I've got 4 PCSs in my 11 years as a mill spouse, and I've noticed that it sometimes can get a little bit crazier the more kids you have and maybe the more stuff you acquire. So I'm looking forward to you kind of giving us some tips and clarifying that PCS process for mill spouses of all seasons of life. Before we jump in, I'd love to know more about yourself. Share with us about that.
All right. So I am Jenna, and I've been an Army spouse for a couple of years now. Got those 5 PCSs under my belt, like you mentioned. I was living this lovely life in Atlanta as a dental hygienist, and all of a sudden, you know, met this super cute Army guy and kind of got life flipped upside down from there. We've just been moving around ever since. So now I'm a director of marketing because, you know, mill spouse employment and professional licensing, that's a thing that we all know is hard. So I've just kind of reinvented myself and off we go. So I, in my spare time not working, I really like to go to wine tastings. I like to work out, and I'm pretty obsessed with dogs. So
awesome. That's so cool. And it sounds like becoming a military spouse wasn't necessarily part of your no plan plan, as many of us can probably identify with, because I was in the same boat. I had my plans. I was going to graduate college, do all the things. And then again, met that really cute service member, being like, man, he's got some awesome blue eyes. Let's chat. And then, as they say, the rest is history. So here we are today, sharing about our PCS experience and all things military spouse. So let's talk specifically about duty stations. What do you think makes a great duty station, and what's your favorite one so far, and why?
So for me personally, a great duty station is going to be a combination of access to amenities around that base, good schools for my kids. I have to look at that now that, you know, we have school age kids. The people there kind of make or break a duty station, in my opinion. One of my favorite duty stations was Fort Hood, and that's just because of the people that were there.
Yep.
I didn't love the heat and being in the middle of Texas with not a lot of things to drive to, but the people there really do make or break it. So my spouse his MOS is armor. And so we kind of get stuck places like Fort Benning, Fort Hood, Fort Stewart. So I would definitely say Fort Hood was my favorite so far. There were a lot of military traditions that they did there, and just so many awesome people. And I kind of felt like I got like the true sense of what military life was there.
I totally agree with you that the people make or break it, because there's a lot of places that, I mean, you can find good in every duty station, and you can find the yuck in every duty station. And it really depends on what you're looking for, your season of life. Because as you mentioned, Jenna, once we introduce kids to the equation, that brings a whole different layer of the PCS process. Oh, now we need to like think about schools or daycares or after school activities and those kinds of things. But I really identify with the people piece of things, because we're currently at Fort Bliss. So I totally get the Texas heat. It's a whole different kind of heat, because obviously you guys have the humidity, which is what I'm accustomed to and grow up with. But we literally live in a desert. And so I was like, this is new. And so it's very different, but we do have good people here, you know, that's really is what makes the difference. And I think finding those people is really important. But we'll get more into that later. So let's shift just a touch. Let's talk resources. What is PCS Grades?
All right. So I think it's best explained when you get orders and you go to those local Facebook groups and you tap into your spouse community and you're like, hey, you know, we got orders to Fort Bliss. what are the best schools? Should I live on or off base? What does that housing look like? That is PCS grades. It's just a website. And it's a website where it can live always, and you don't have to go back and search for those certain threads. We are a platform that was built by and for military families. We also have a great population of veteran families on there because they moved around too. And so someone will go in at their duty station and you grade it. You know, I lived off base in this neighborhood. This is what I liked and didn't like about it. Or I lived on base. This is what I like or don't like. We pair that up with school ratings, maps to the closest base. You can layer on hospitals, grocery stores. You can flip through and see housing photos. We have a ton of on-base housing photos, which I know are really hard to find. And so we're just a resource to help families in that process.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really wonderful that all that information is in one place, just as we mentioned kind of in the intro, that one-stop PCS, one-stop shop for PCSing, because when we get orders, you know, sometimes, sure, we have those 2, 3, 4, 6 months lead up of like, this is where we're going next. Other times it feels like about 15 minutes, depending on how much we have to do, where we're going, you know, where we're coming from, where we're going. And yes, going back and searching, like I remember seeing something that someone said in one of the spouse groups, I don't really know when, about Fort fill in the blank, searching for that can be quite the process. And so going directly to PCS grades, looking up the duty station, getting all that information in one location just makes this mill spouse efficiency heart so happy, because I love efficiency, which is ironic that I'm a mill spouse. So I can only control, I can only control so much. So I'll go for PCS grades.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
We try our best to just save time. You know, military life is hard enough as it is. We want to save you time and get you the information that you need all in one stop. So, you know, once you kind of narrow it down, and if you're anything like me, I will go down the rabbit hole of, okay, well, you can go to Fort Bliss or Fort Stewart or JBLM. I'll go search all three of them, and I will know exactly where we're going to go when we get there. As soon as the orders come in, you just tell me which duty station, I'm there. So you can kind of treat it like a Zillow, where you're scrolling through all the housing photos of each duty station, and you're like, ooh, okay, if we get orders here, I'm definitely going to live on base. Or, look at what's provided for our rank for our neighborhood. No, thank you. I'm going to check out off base here.
Yep.
We also have, you know, checklists, area guides, all sorts of stuff. So we really do try to help families in that process from point A to point B, just get there smooth.
Well, I want to know, how did PCS grades start? Obviously, there's a need for that, but what's the story behind the story?
There is a story behind the story. You got to stay with me here. So
I'm ready for it. I'm focusing. Let's go. Let's do it.
So we were started by an Air Force guy named Todd Ernst. He was active duty and then switched into reserves, did 20 years. When he was active duty, when he was in the reserves, he had a buddy pass away during a training accident. Mm. And he helped that family walk through that process. And they, a couple of years later, they got a letter saying that the survivor benefits that they got were being cut off because of how that service member was classified on training that day, which is crazy. How reservists are classified, it was going to affect their survivor benefits. And they got a letter from the government saying, no more, you get no more benefits. And so that family reached out to Todd. He was their missing man in that formation. And that family reached out. It's like, Todd, can you help us? And over the next 5 years, he actually went back and forth to DC and to Congress and had that law changed. No matter what your status is that day, all families get those benefits no matter what.
Right.
And so from that, I know that was kind of a long backstory, but from that, he kind of realized like, hey, you know, the military family really helps each other. You know, you always hear the phrase military helps military. And he was like, you know, it's actually the military family that helps the military family. So I'm going to try to take this concept and how can I help active duty military families now? And that's what kind of grew into PCS grades, just of this word of mouth referral system. Like the biggest, one of the biggest stressors for military families outside of deployment is PCSing.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of took, you know, that passion, his why that he discovered, and, you know, turned it into PCS grades. And that's kind of how it started.
Wow. That's really incredible. The inspiration behind that. Definitely glad we dove into that, because I think it's super relevant for all of us that are listening and living that life. You know, sometimes resources are born simply because we need the resources, but a lot of the time we see a need that's way deeper than the actual resource, or we see like something that's not being fully utilized or capitalized, like what you just mentioned, the military families helping military families, that solidarity, that we've been there, done that, we know it. So instead of reinventing the wheel every darn time we PCS, why don't we capture some of these resources, some of these ideas, and pay it forward, pass it on, because we are our own best resource, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So appreciate you sharing that. Now let's take it to right now. How can PCS grades help families today?
Well, you know, since we are kind of that one-stop shop that we talked about, no matter where you are in the PCS cycle, we have something for you. If you are a new military spouse, we have PCS courses to try to walk you through what is it, how do you pack for it, what to expect. If you are a seasoned spouse and, you know, you just want an updated checklist or to look through those photos, you can do that. We have the group Lost During My PCS that really helps families with claims and then, you know, helping unite those actual lost items. We do weekly webinars on Tuesdays where we're talking to moving industry professionals, people in the same space to try to, you know, get the right information out. What can you pack? What can't you pack? Why? You know, there's a lot of information going around there, you know. So wherever you are in that PCS process, we really can't help with it.
Oh, I love that it's always like, no matter where you are, because we're always in, even if we're semi-stabilized or things like that, I feel like there's always something, like, I think we talk about in our household, we probably talk about our next PCS, I would say like 2, 3, 4, 5 times a week. And it's still a hot minute out. Like, we're not entirely sure when that will be and what that looks like, but we still talk about like the next duty station or what we'll need to prep. I'm actually in the middle of, you know, we don't have orders anywhere. We don't anticipate going anywhere for probably the next 1 to 2 years, but I am in like this PCS purge mode because it's been almost 4 years since we moved. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is innately ingrained in my soul now that I just have to like lighten my load every few years just to get ready as a male spouse. And so I'm doing a ton of cleaning and decluttering right now, not necessarily for the PCS prep, but be like, oh, I have time, but this is going to be great next time we move.
I also feel that itch after about 2 to 3 years. We have never stayed anywhere longer than 3 years, except for now. We got reassigned to our current duty station. So we're going to be here 5 total. And I was just, I don't know what to do with myself.
Right.
I'm like, so what do we do? I totally feel that itch and that purge. Yes. I am deep into research for next summer and we have no clue where we're going. But right. I'm just dreaming of where. Just looking into it.
So. Yeah, same. Oh man, you're a preacher to the choir here because we are the same. Like, we're coming up on 4 years here. We could be here for like maybe 5 to 6 years just because my husband, I call it a pseudo PCS. So in 2020, what probably kind of what you guys did, he didn't necessarily get reassigned to Fort Bliss, but his time here was done. And so his next thing was career broadening. So he chose a career broadening assignment that was within driving distance, just so we could have a little bit more time to like stand down and chill. And so that's, I totally get that. It's like we fake PCS'd. We didn't actually move our stuff, but his job that's changed. Exactly. And technically we're stationed somewhere differently now, but not. So many
exactly
flavors.
What we did
too. So many flavors of the PCS experience. Well, you mentioned it briefly about, you know, just the folks that kind of empower you all and your followers. Share with us a little bit more about PCS Grades partners.
Yeah, so we have some really great partners. First, the National Military Family Association, NMFA. We host the Neighbor in the Know on their website, where we kind of help people who are coming to their platform, you know, learn about us and how we can help them. So we're very proud to be partners with NMFA, the Military Spouse Advocacy Network, and SAN. That's where we actually have, they have a mentorship hub, and we built out some PCS courses there for spouses. And now I did mention that it could be for new spouses, but there's also stuff in there if you're not a new spouse, like myself. We have always done a ditty. I know they call it a PPN now, but I just always call it a ditty. It's very hard to change that habit.
Yes.
And so we've always done a ditty. So I don't know how a government move goes necessarily, because we always moved ourselves. So if this next move, you know, say we're going overseas or somewhere where we do want them to move us, I can log into that mentorship hub and take the own, my, you know, our own classes and learn about that process. So, you know, I did say it was for new spouses, but it really is for anyone who just needs kind of a refresher. If you haven't done it in a while, those classes are there. Some of our other friends, not necessarily partners, but Military by Owner, they're so great.
They are.
Our website has off-base neighborhoods. And then if you're interested in buying a home, we can help there. What we don't do are rentals. And so we try to, you know, help push people to those resources. And Military by Owner is just so great for that. So yeah, those are a few of our partners. We are Military One Source approved. We're not necessarily partners of Military One Source, but we are probably one of the, not probably, we are one of the only, we're not a nonprofit. So we're a for-profit company and we're still Military One Source approved and listed under their PCS resources. And cool. We're very proud of that too.
Absolutely. I love those organizations that you're partnered with because they all overlap with Army Wife Network too. Like, I love that we're starting to collaborate on a higher level, especially this year. You know, we just had National Military Family Association on our podcast coming out soon. And we shared MSAN. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but we've done some work with them. And then Military by Owner has been blogging with us for ever. I think maybe before I even joined Army Wife Network. And that was like 8 years ago. So they've been around the block and they've got so much great information to share with our followers, our listeners, and of course, PCS Grades followers as well. So thanks for sharing a little bit about that. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break. And before we do that, I want to let everyone know that, of course, here at Army Wife Talk Radio, we love making sure military families are aware of the different resources available to them and what a wonderful resource to have during a stressful time. So when we come back from this break, we're going to continue our conversation about lost items, different opportunities to work with PCS Grades, and more. Heads up, everybody, it's a giveaway alert because this podcast just got even better. One lucky listener is going to get the chance to win a stressless PCS kit and a spouse serve planner. Now, I've seen both of these things IRL in real life, and trust me, you want to win them. They are so cool. For your chance to win, just comment on any social media post sharing this podcast or leave a comment on armywifenetwork.com on the post that features this podcast when it publishes. We will randomly choose one winner 1 week after this podcast airs. Listeners, if you'd like to learn more about PCS Grades, visit their website, just like it sounds, PCSgrades.com. Connect with them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at PCS Grades. Don't worry if you're mobile, got your hands full, busy driving, anything like that. All these links will be live outbound in our show notes when this podcast goes live. Stay tuned for the rest of our interview after this super quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower, advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotions, podcast audio commercials, Facebook Lives, and so much more. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Welcome back, listeners. We are continuing our conversation with Director of Marketing, Jenna from PCS Grades. So Jenna, my next question, what makes PCS Grades different from other companies?
So, you know, there are other companies out there that we kind of overlap with. We do distinguish ourselves differently from them. We call them our uniques, what makes us special. One of the big ones is we have user-generated reviews. And they come from military families themselves. So I haven't seen that where it's, you know, a verified military family telling other people about their duty station. So our reviews are a huge part of our platform. Housing photos, we talked about on-base housing photos. Those are so hard to find. And we have spouse sponsors in areas that will go out and photograph entire military bases and put them on our website so that you can get the vibe of the neighborhood when you're reading the reviews. Because let's say you leave a review for an A for this neighborhood, and then I log on and look at the photos, your A and my A might not be the same thing.
Right.
So we allow you to read their reviews, look at the school ratings, look at the photos and see, is that the best fit for you? If not, go look at those off-base neighborhoods, because a lot of the times my A's might not necessarily match up, but you know, having those photos there really do help. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we talked about it a little bit, but on our home buying stuff, our agents give cash back to the military family. And that kind of sets us apart from people also. I myself have actually used this service 3 times when we sold our house at Fort Hood, when we bought at Fort Stewart, and when we sold at Fort Stewart. The cash back is great because moving is not cheap. Mm-hmm. You know, we're rebuying those condiments every year, stuff is breaking in the move. You know, I would love to just fill up my refrigerator with all new condiments that I didn't have to, you know, worry about those prices. But this last move, my spouse actually bought a brand new TV for himself. So, and a new grill. It also coincided with him getting back from a deployment. So I just kind of let that happen. But the cash back when buying or selling a home sets us apart also. And so a lot of our agents are veterans or military spouses themselves, and they really just get it. So they donate a portion of their commission back for the family.
Oh, I love that's so cool. There's so many different levels on what really sets you guys apart and how intentional you're being. I kind of want to comment briefly on the submissions of the housing pictures and whatnot, because I remember this is our first time ever living not on post since we've been military families, mainly because the cost of living in El Paso is, well, at least it was relatively manageable before COVID and all the kinds of crazy. But it was so interesting when we would go online, like, okay, we got orders to Fort fill in the blank. We'd go to the housing website and we're like, which one is actually potentially ours? You know, like it's sometimes very fuzzy, or, you know, let's say the E6 to E8, you know, those different houses, like some of them, they're like historical homes, which usually mean not awesome. And you know, but then there's other ones that are brand new builds, and it's like, which floor plan should we look at? And trying to like get all that information out of the housing organization can be really difficult and really stressful. Because I feel like every post has different rules on when you can get on the wait list, when you can't, where you get to live, where you don't, all the things. And so I think having a place to go to be like, this person literally just drove away from Fort Benning, and they were an E7, and this is what they lived in, and here's the entire neighborhood. I feel like that is an absolute game changer for military spouses in that PCS process. So
it is.
Before the break, you mentioned one of your groups, one of the things you guys facilitate, lost during my PCS. What is that, and what are some of the most memorable items you've helped reunite?
So Lost During My PCS, it's a Facebook page, but we also have a closed group, and we own this group. So it's sponsored by PCS Grades, and we brought it into a closed group just, you know, OPSEC, PERSEC. We just didn't want people's information out there. So only military families, DOD contractors are allowed in there because they're PCSing too. Anyone that's a government employee. Lost During My PCS unites lost items from service members, but it's also this idea and concept of like, I'm just lost. What do I do? So you can go in there and get feedback from people. Hey, this is my first PCS. What should I throw away? And what are the movers going to pack? Or, hey, I just went from Guam to San Diego. I am missing, you know, items A, B, and C. Have you seen it? Or I just got to unpack and there's, you know, an extra wheelbarrow here. That's not mine.
Yep.
Whose is this? So, and it's a way that families can just talk to each other going from duty station to duty station and try to reunite some of those items. If you are lost, I'm air quoting this, which you can't see, in the PCS process, we have guides in there to help walk you through the claims process and the steps that it'll take and how that works. And then we've had some really fun stuff reunited in there. We there was a dog that went missing that was reunited, a dog.
Oh my goodness.
During a PCS, someone lost their dog and they posted it. And so the dog was reunited. A really fun one was someone had a door painted like Willie Nelson and it had been lost for quite some time. And someone found it and they reunited it with them.
That's amazing. Their prize
Willie Nelson door. Wedding dresses, military awards, you'll see a lot. Like, hey, we got this. There's been some really sweet cards that kids sent their parents on deployment that have been reunited. So there's all sorts of stuff in there. We actually try to highlight on the PCS grades page. Once a month, we try to do like a roundup of like our top three favorite things reunited this month. So you can always check for those. But if you just go onto Facebook, it's Lost During My PCS, and it's a closed group and a Facebook page.
Wow. You talk about working smarter, not harder, because again, military spouses, it really is a small army or a small military, not even army, it's just a small military, and how we overlap in so many different places. I feel like a lot of our listeners can identify with that. I remember when we were moving to Dahlonega, Georgia for the 5th Ranger Training Battalion, and they were unpacking the house, like, because our stuff was in storage just for a little bit, and they were like unloading things. And I'm, you know, I'm the administrator of the process, like checking stuff off, telling them where to go, pointing my fingers, all the stuff. And like, they took a twin mattress upstairs. And then like 15 minutes later, I was like, it was a twin mattress. And I was like, upstairs. And they come back and they were like, you already have a twin mattress in that room. I was like, are you sure it's not the box springs? We went up. Cause I remember as it came off the truck, I was like, that is such a nice mattress. But I didn't like in my brain be like, we don't own a nice mattress. like this is. And so I went upstairs and I was like, oh, there's a box springs and two mattresses. And I was like, all right, take the nice one and put it back on the truck.
Yeah. Like,
oh, I love Jesus, but I can't keep that mattress. Otherwise,
I'm going to come looking for it.
Right. And then same thing happened. They also had a car seat. And I was like, that's a really nice, that's not our car seat either. Right. Put it back on the truck. All right.
Yep.
Oh, that makes me laugh. So, we've also mentioned this briefly in our conversation. One unique aspect of PCS grades offerings is spouse sponsors. Tell us more about that. And if someone wants to get involved as a spouse sponsor, how does that work?
So, you know, when service members are PCSing around, a lot of times they get a sponsor at the next duty station, and that sponsor can kind of give them the rundown of what it's like, where to go. But for spouses, no one has ever given me a sponsor that I can tap into. And so again, seeing that need, and I'm not, you know, sure how everyone else does it, but I know in my family, as the spouse, I am the one researching and deciding all of the things for our family.
Yep.
And so we created a program called Spouse Sponsors, and they're in key areas right now, larger bases and growing to smaller ones as we grow this program. But it's someone who's your boots on the ground there. So I can call you and say, hey, I'm coming to Fort Bliss. I looked through the website on PCS grades. I see, you know, my offerings, but I still have some questions. What can you tell me about it? And so they have area guides they can send you. They can go look at off-base neighborhoods if they're not on PCSgrades.com, but you're interested in one. They can go there and look at that for you. If you have like EFMP questions, OCONUS questions, you know, they're just there to help you try to figure out where to go on the base, get settled, and answer any of your questions. And so we're very proud of that program. We're just excited to keep growing that.
It's just such a new level of networking, like so much intentionality there to really connect that experience with the comings and the goings of the mill spouse PCS life. Well, Jenna, our time together is about to wrap up, but before we sign off, would love it if you can remind our listeners where they can go to find even more empowering information about all your amazing resources over at PCS Grades.
PCSgrades.com, and that will link you to all of our social channels. If you are ever interested in becoming a spouse sponsor in your area, you can email me, Jenna@PCSgrades.com. And we are currently looking for someone in the Fort Hood area. So if you feel like you're very connected there, just send me an email or message us on Facebook. I'm on the other end of that, and let me know about that. But our website is where everything lives.
PCSgrades.com. Doesn't get simpler than that. PCSgrades.com. So folks, again, super easy, PCSgrades.com. Otherwise, you can just check out this podcast over ArmyWifeNetwork.com, and there will be an outbound link to get you directly connected with this awesome organization. Well, Jenna, our last question, we asked you all of our Army Wife Talk Radio guests all about empowerment, because that is one of our primary pillars. So tell us, how would you complete the sentence? Empowerment is
knowledge in everything. Empowerment is knowledge.
Boom. Mic drop. Empowerment is knowledge in everything. Gosh, thank you so much for coming on the show, Jenna, and sharing this valuable resource. Such a gold mine, such a gem of PCS resources with PCS grades. PCSing can certainly be challenging, but it's so great to have a company like yours, PCS Grades, to help take that stress away. Thank you again so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, ladies and gents, we're going to go ahead and sign off and check back in with our hosts in the studio to get their thoughts on today's conversation with Jenna, Director of Marketing from PCS Grades. Back to you, ladies.
What a great interview. Thanks to Jenna Wazorek for sharing such empowering resources with us this week. Again, if you would like to connect with PCS Grades, they are on social media platforms with their handle at PCS Grades. And if you missed that, don't worry. All of the information from today's show will be in our show notes on armywifenetwork.com. So Chrissy, what did you think?
So many things. I obviously had heard of PCS Grades prior to this interview, but it opened my eyes up to some more things that I didn't even know that they offered. Let's see, a couple of them were like lost in the PCS. I thought that was so cool that they were able to like reconnect people with their lost items. We've had one of our moves, we had like a leather couch, and our leather couch is dark brown, and they brought us most of that leather couch and then some ivory white leather couch. I was like, oh, can't they tell that those don't go together?
No.
And so I was like, can you give that back to the other person that belongs to and maybe find the rest of our dark leather couch?
Did they find the rest of it?
They did find the rest, and it was mixed up with this other person's belongings. It's so crazy how that can happen, and it does happen so frequently, unfortunately, but it's nice to know that,
crazy,
you know, there is a chance for you to get reconnected with your things.
Yeah, and it just gives you hope, you know, like,
oh yeah,
hey, you know, I don't have a lot of control in this, but you know, she mentioned some things to like hopefully give you some control, you know.
Definitely
the last, if you're in the PCS.
Yeah, and if you're clueless on anything PCS related, like I feel like they offer quite a lot of resources, not even just, she was saying, you know, all the housing and the different locations and
the pictures.
Yes. But like, yes, they also offer so much online. Like they have a webinar each week on their Facebook page. I know, I'm not sure if they do it on other social media platforms, but they have a webinar about different aspects that you might be interested in. And I watched one a few weeks back about like the transportation people and, you know, kind of their side of things and how they're handling so many moves every single year in their process. And I was like, that was so cool to see it from the opposite side, like, you know, taking a walk in their shoes.
Mm-hmm. Gives you some perspective into the whole thing.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, obviously we are one in however many moves that they have. So
Right. And I feel like, especially now, I feel like there's less transportation people.
Unfortunately, yes.
So
I think that with everything going on, everything is kind of down. But
I love how PCS Grades has everything in one spot.
Yes, definitely.
That's awesome.
And that they have the giveaway that they're doing for us. And so obviously what was it? The stressless PCS kit that they're giving away. Yep. And the I use that on a daily basis, so I know it's awesome. Definitely worth getting.
I love that. So don't forget, if you want a chance to win, just have to comment on a social media post sharing this podcast. I also love that they do the, I know that it's only at bigger bases right now, but the spouse sponsor.
Yes, that I actually have one here at my location. I know who she is.
Really?
I have met her.
Nice.
It was just ironic meeting because her son is in Cub Scouts with mine. But
oh, nice.
But I do know, you know, she goes around and gets a lot of the surveys for, you know, the grading of the housing here on post, and she'll help you out with whatever you need. And it is really nice to have somebody local to do that. And I think, I'm like, if I felt confident, you know, with my knowledge of a location, I would definitely want to do that myself. I know they're looking for, she said, Fort Hood, but I'm thinking like maybe next year, once I feel comfortable where I'm at, maybe I'll, you know, like, who knows? That'd be really cool.
Absolutely.
Meet the new people, show them what we have, maybe give them some bucket list things.
Mm-hmm. Especially no Conus move to have a sponsor.
Usually the sponsor for the soldier does kind of take in the whole family, yes, which is nice. But yeah, I love that they do that for all of the, well, I guess you said the bigger ones, but all of the other duty stations.
Yeah, Conus. But I think they're expanding it. They're working on expanding
it. Yeah. So I'm sure if anybody wants to join, I mean, they will probably be glad to have you. It's such a privilege to share empowering interviews with our Army Wife Network fans and followers. Speaking of empowerment, let's listen into this week's Empowerment Patrol Report.
I'm Dr. Sherita Knobloch, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today, we are showcasing one of our volunteers who is an MRE winner, which, by the way, stands for Motivated and Ready to Empower. A huge congratulations to Army Wife Network Command Team member, our Empowerment Agent herself, Amanda Bicknies. Amanda officially became a military spouse in 2014. She is now a mom to her almost 4-year-old daughter, Michaela, 4-month-old son, William, and 2 fur babies, a dog named Daisy and a cat named Cadet. Amanda originally hails from Florida, where she and her husband, Michael, met in high school and began dating during their freshman year of college. She holds a bachelor's in English literature from the University of Central Florida and a master's in teaching and elementary education from North Carolina State University. Amanda has a passion for teaching and has had years of experience shaping young minds. In her current season, she's enjoying being a full-time stay-at-home mom for her kiddos and a military spouse volunteer. She has a love of learning along with teaching and is always seeking out development, both professionally and personally. In her spare time, Amanda enjoys reading, hiking, traveling, practicing yoga and bar, watching movies, trying out new restaurants, and exploring new places and activities around her. She finds daily inspiration through her favorite quote, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, they will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Amanda is very grateful to be part of such an amazing and supportive community and hopes she can provide encouragement and empowerment anywhere she goes. Well, on behalf of Army Wife Network, thank you so much to Command Team member and my friend Amanda Bicknies for doing her part to empower military families around the world. Until next time, I'm Dr. Sherita Knobloch reminding you that we are never completely alone in this military life journey.
Congratulations to Amanda Bicknies. You are such an asset to our AWN Command Team. Listeners, if you or someone you know is empowering those around you, just head over to armywifenetwork.com to nominate them. On our website, look under the menu for Get Involved and click the tab Everyday Empowerment or AWN Empowers. You can also view our previous winners in our Empowerment Gallery. Let's get a quick education minute from Brooklyn Morgan, and then we'll cut in with this week's top stories from our incredible News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt.
Hi, this is Brooklyn Morgan with AWN for your Education Minute. So as the school year is wrapping up, one thing that is so important I notice as a teacher is to make sure that we are finishing strong. So I have some tips to help us make sure that we are finishing strong at the end of the year. The first one is, if you set goals at the beginning of the year, go back and check them and make sure that you've actually finished those goals or that your child has. The second is to stay organized. I know it is so hard at the end of the year. And sometimes as a mom, I'm even throwing stuff in the lunchboxes and I'm just happy that something is there. But stay organized to make sure that you can stay strong at the end of the year. Don't put off any responsibilities. Anything that you guys know is coming up, write a list down so that you can stay on top of it. Make sure that you guys stay motivated. Have something planned for when school does end that you guys can look forward to and be so excited once you've reached it. And finally, take some timeouts. Take some breaks. It's the end of the year. Take time to breathe. So from your educator, have a great rest of the school year and a wonderful summer. This is Brooklyn Morgan with AWN.
No news is typically good news in this military life, except on Army Wife Talk Radio. Here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Chrissy and Annie. Here are this week's top stories. Last week, Finland and Sweden officially applied to join the 30 members of the NATO alliance, reported the Department of Defense. Sweden has historically taken a neutral posture until recent events. Russian President Vladimir Putin is waging an unprovoked attack on a peaceful and democratic Ukraine. War is raging in Europe on a scale not seen since the Second World War, said Swedish Defense Minister Peter Hultqvist. You can read more at defense.gov. Approximately 50,000 service members and families in the Kaiserslautern military community in Germany will have their cost of living allowance, also known as COLA, cut starting June 1st, reported military.com. The Pentagon made the decision because prices in the continental United States are now more expensive than in Germany. An unverified email described a reduction between $200 and $500 for service members based upon rank, years of service, and number of dependents. In response to backlash about the decision, the Pentagon responded, since COLA is not a fixed amount and fluctuates annually, as well pay period to pay period, Defense Department officials continually stress that fixed expenses such as rent and car payments should be based on what the service member can afford without COLA. Read more at military.com. The Department of Defense highlighted their Defense Logistics Agency Small Business Innovation Research Program that is continually seeking opportunity to match America's small businesses with research and development projects that address critical supply chain gaps and security threats. A lot of original equipment manufacturers have moved on to the latest and greatest technology, so they don't want to deal with older parts that aren't big money makers, program manager Denise Price said. That leaves the services without a source of supply, and the DLA is trying to fill that gap. The program has three phases to ensure a company is the right fit for the need. Only half of the companies make it to the second phase. You can read more about this process at defense.gov. Retired Sergeant Victor Butler is believed to be Rhode Island's last surviving member of the Tuskegee Airmen, and he turns 100 this month. What is his birthday wish? Birthday cards. So far, Butler's family thinks over 12,000 cards have been mailed from 41 states, said ABC 7 in Chicago. His daughter opens them, his wife counts them, and he reads them. Some cards are elaborate, others are hand-drawn from children. Some even want to know if he's available. Whoever is interested in him, well, I'm sorry, he's married, and we are happy, said his wife. You can send a card. I've included his address at the New Six blog at armywifenetwork.com, along with a link to the video interview by ABC 7 in Chicago. And this week in history, we're celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month with the Army, who is honoring important contributions that individuals of Asian and Pacific Islander descent have made to our nation. According to Army.mil, the month of May was chosen for this commemoration because it marks the anniversary of the arrival of the first Japanese immigrants to America on May 7, 1843, and the completion of the Transcontinental Railroad by predominantly Chinese laborers on May 10, 1869. Despite facing discrimination, Asian Americans have served the United States as far back as the Civil War. Did you know that the Army's 422nd Regimental Combat Team was activated on February 1, 1943, and was composed almost entirely of second-generation Japanese Americans known as Nisei, who volunteered from Hawaii and internment camps on the mainland? Go for broke, a Hawaiian gambling slang for betting it all, was the unit's motto. They served in the European and North African campaigns during World War II. There is much to learn about the rich history of Asian American and Pacific Islanders serving our country. I highly recommend exploring the full history at army.mil. You can find the link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
Thank you, Brooklyn and Jolene. I am so grateful for your desire to make sure we are as informed as we can be. Now, as promised, it's time for the double part of this week's double feature program. Military spouse Katie Waters with First Command Financial Services.
Hoo all, hello, and welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Sharita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. Since you're hearing my voice for yet a second time during this broadcast, that can only mean one thing, It's time for a double feature. For this special component of the broadcast, I am so privileged to welcome Katie Waters to the show. She is representing Army Wife Network sponsor First Command Financial Services. So today we're going to be talking about financial considerations around PCSing with Katie. Katie's last PCS was during the beginning of the pandemic, and she had a two-week-old in tow. Whew, talk about Superwoman, been there, done that too. So I'm excited to discuss this topic with you, Katie, because I know you'll be able to give us some great insight on all things preparing for PCS, how moving affected your job.
Thank you, Sherita. I am honored to be here and I can't wait to dive in.
Okay, well, let's get started. First, tell me a little bit more about your relationship with the military.
Well, I'm a veteran. My husband and I were dual military, but I got out when my daughter was born and my husband was getting ready to deploy. My husband is still active duty and we started out at Fort Campbell and now we're here at Fort Rucker.
Okay. So you've had the experience not only as active duty and dual military with your husband, but now you're also pressing into that role as prior service military spouse. So what made you want to become a First Command financial advisor?
When I got out of the military, I knew I wanted to keep working with service members in some capacity. As a financial advisor for First Command, I get to help military families plan their financial goals and serve them in their pursuit of financial security, which includes savings, investments, and insurance.
That's so great. I really appreciate how First Command really gives that opportunity for military spouses, and they're so military friendly. My husband and I, we've been First Command folks, getting some services from you all and support for several years now, and it has changed the game for us. So I'm really glad you're able to stay connected in that way. And let's talk about your move. So was this your first PCS?
Yes, first PCS move. And we found out it would be around the time I was due with my son. So little did I know I'd have a two-week-old during that chaotic time.
Oh man, your first PCS with a newborn, bless you. I've kind of been there, done that, not quite to that level. Our second PCS, I had a 3-month-old and we did a corner to corner. So we did from Georgia to Washington State. And that was a very long drive. Yes. But let's talk about your emotions and your experience. How did you feel when you first heard about your upcoming PCS?
Well, personally, I was excited, but I was also very nervous. Mm-hmm. We found out we were moving in February, and a month later, the world stopped when COVID hit. So we originally anticipated moving in the fall. So my plan was to work as much as I could to front load it so it would give me time after I had my son before the move. But then COVID made that plan almost non-existent. Mm-hmm. I accepted it. I accepted I wasn't going to be where I wanted to be with my job. And my focus switched solely to keeping myself and my family healthy.
So between the pandemic, a new baby, and your first ever PCS as a military couple, how did you pick up your business and move to a new location without losing your sanity?
Well, who says I didn't?
Touche. We never said that. Touche.
No. But it was incredibly hard and somewhat nerve-wracking to finally be established in your career and have your centers of influence around you, then have to leave it all behind. Mm-hmm. So to be honest, I prepared a lot and I also had a lot of help. I kept both my outgoing and incoming bosses in the loop with everything. They both had my back and were very flexible with me, which made things so much easier.
So at any point in this big transition between getting ready to have a baby and move, and of course, then COVID, that's like the catch-all phrase, then COVID, mm-hmm. were you ever concerned that you might lose your job due to this move?
No. One of the biggest reasons I was drawn to First Command was the fact that I'd always have a job no matter where the military sent us, because we have offices near bases worldwide. But I still worried if my business would transfer well.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think that's one thing we appreciate about First Command too, because we're still active duty military. And so we know, while I'm not employed with First Command, again, getting that guidance from First Command for all things finances, savings, investments, et cetera. It's really kind of cool to think like that's going to transfer with us. And I'm really glad you had the opportunity to transfer your business, even though it was challenging. Some of our listeners are also entrepreneurs or independent contractors and would have had to pick up their businesses and move it with their next PCS. So how did you prepare your business before and after the move?
Oh, as soon as I found out we'd be PCSing, I started to prepare. I knew I'd be going into a different market. So I met with my district advisor to go over everything I needed to take care of before leaving, which included communications to clients, letting them know of the situation and how to contact me in the meantime. I also connected with my district advisor in my new location to get acquainted and to discuss the market there and to come up with a plan.
Sounds like there was a lot of preparation that went into it, and you all really partnered, really worked well, synergized with your entire team to make sure that you were proactive and equipped for that transition. So tell us a little bit more about the plan you all came up with.
Well, I knew that I'd be entering a different market and that would take time to build my business. So because of that, I planned and I saved as much as I could. I made sure to have at least 6 months of expenses saved. I knew my income was going to be minimal at first, and I had to make sure we could maintain our lifestyle and keep our financial plan current. So planning and saving in advance put less pressure on me when I was building my business back up. The good thing about moving your business is getting a chance to improve certain aspects of it. We get into a comfort level with our work, but starting over helps you reevaluate and find areas where you can improve.
That's some really great info, Katie. You touched on what you did financially to prepare to move your business. But what's your advice for preparing for the personal expenses? How can we make sure there's no surprises for the next time we PCS? Because we're coming up on PCS season before we know it.
Well, it is the military, so there are always a few more surprises.
yeah, we can dream, right? Like we call that at Army Life Network, the no plan plan. We're like, here's the plan. Here's the no plan plan. We'll see how this shakes down.
When I work with a client, I like them to start saving as soon as they find out that they're moving. If possible, it's different for everyone because not everyone has the same financial situation, but I want to see 1 to 2 months of additional expenses saved. Then we'll start making a plan of how to save for that goal come time to move.
So what would that exactly look like?
Well, if I know that you have 3 months before you move and you need a certain amount by the end of that time, then we're going to set a goal to have a certain amount per month. How a client does that is completely up to them, but I can help them identify areas in which they can save. Then I'll check up on them to hold them accountable, which might be once a week or once a month. And that's different for everybody. It's whatever that person needs. I've found that I can really help clients by holding them accountable. And to mitigate some of those surprises, it's better to overestimate the cost of the move so that there's some leeway for expenses.
Walk me through that in a little bit more detail. What are some of the things you're looking at when planning the budget for a client's move?
Well, I like to visualize everything and break down each event into expenses. So say you're driving and it's going to take you 2 days to get there. We'd factor in the price of gas and how many miles you'll be driving. We'd include stops for food and budget that in. And we'd factor in hotels as well as many other expenses.
I feel like that's a really empowering approach. So to figure out your budget, you'd want to go through each day in your mind to kind of plan out, sketch that budget for the move and the expenses you'll incur on your way there, right?
Exactly. And even though the military reimburses you, you have to keep good records of everything to make sure you get your money back. So keep all your receipts as you pack. Take pictures or videos of your items just in case the movers break something.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've also been there, done that, and we are really hardcore about putting everything on that high value item list, taking all the pictures, serial numbers, all that kind of information, especially if something's going to get lost or broken.
Yes, and it inevitably does. Mm-hmm. It does happen a lot. So that's why we want to be as prepared as we can. So we have less to worry about once we get to our new duty station. And if you have your budget and finances planned in advance, the whole trip is a lot smoother and so much less stressful.
Well, I have to say, anything that's going to make a move less stressful, I am here for it. I will do anything I need to do to make that happen.
Yeah. And I don't recommend having a 2 week old when you move across the country either.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Babies require so much gear too. Like I remember, oh my gosh, our corner to corner cross country move, our car has never been so full and we had the topper. My husband was like, what is happening? Cause it was our first kid. And I was like, we need all these things. What if we're stuck in Kansas with my family and I need the bouncy seat and, you know, living in a hotel. So how did you approach that when sort that all out while moving?
We made sure to have all of his stuff set aside. We used our guest bathroom actually, so we could keep it separate. And all of that went with us was there when it was time to move. That way it was easy to access.
That's a fantastic trip. And again, I've done something similar. We had a really big closet that we would designate as like the hand carry, don't touch this items. And I would put a huge tear sheet flip chart with written with smelly markers for the movers to be like, seriously, don't touch this. Don't even go in here. Like, this is not for you. And I tried to make it funny. And I think they just thought I was weird, but it is what it is. So I'm going to remember that one and keep doing that for sure. And I know it's going to really help a lot of our listeners. So Katie, here at Army Wife Network, we are all about empowerment and empowering military spouses. We mentioned that a couple times every day in every aspect of your life. What does empowerment mean to you?
That's such a great question. To me, empowerment means giving people the tools and knowledge to own their own future. It's giving people the confidence to push through adversity.
Oh, I just love that. It really encapsulates a lot of what we do and what you all do at First Command as well. And then what we do as military spouses, because it's so true. Let's take it a little bit further. So who or what empowers you in your life?
Honestly, my family empowers me. Each person plays a different role. My mom has always been a strong person. She was always the breadwinner and I wanted to be like her. I had pretty bad separation anxiety in grade school and my mom was afraid I would never get out of my own comfort zone. I kind of always felt like I had to prove to her that she was wrong and I could grow, which I did. And she encouraged me along the way. I love to take those experiences and show my kids that they can do whatever they want to do. And they empower me too.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I think really overcoming those obstacles is a key component of being empowered. And we look at that from a military spouse perspective. There's a lot of challenges that we face almost on the daily sometimes, and having the tools, the knowledge, and the people to empower us absolutely can change the game for us. And it's so important and well said. Thank you again, Katie, for your time today. I've had a great time chatting. We learned a lot about financing, PCSing, your personal journey, and I've got some good stuff written down and so I can utilize that advice later.
Yes, it was a great discussion. Thank you so much, Sharita, for inviting me to chat with you today.
For anyone who's interested in speaking with a First Command financial advisor, can you remind them how they can get more information?
Of course. Our website will guide you to your first point of contact and allows you to learn more about what we do. So I'd suggest starting at firstcommand.com.
All right, ladies and gents, again, thanks to Katie Waters for joining us today, sharing about all things First Command Financial Services, her personal experience and PCSing during a pandemic with a two-week-old. Man, if that's not empowerment, I don't know what is. So get connected, firstcommand.com. You can also catch them all across social media outlets. And if you're mobile, miss any of that, no worries at all. We'll have all those live outbound links over on our show notes when this broadcast is available over on armywifenetwork.com. Now let's swing back over to our metaphorical studios and get some thoughts and reflections from today's hosts over at Army Wife Network and Army Wife Talk Radio.
Such empowering information once again. Thank you so much, Katie. Remember, listeners, if you would like to tap into the amazing resources offered by First Command, find them on social media at First Command or on their website, firstcommand.com. All right, Chrissy, what'd you think about this one?
Well, first of all, how cool is it that Katie Waters is a veteran herself. They were a dual military. Yes. And then now she's a military spouse. It's hard. I don't want to just call her a military spouse. I feel like it should be known that she was also, you know, she served as well. I loved this interview. It had so much, obviously it was a lot about her own personal moves, but like also a lot for people who have a business or just doing moves and planning financially, which is really important. I don't think people think about that.
Yeah. Until you're too far into the move.
You're like, oh, I'm paying for this stuff.
Oh my gosh. I love when she says, who says I didn't lose my sanity? Oh, that's so true.
That was really funny.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, she's got some great tips of like how much you should be saving and like thinking about how much you're saving per month, you know?
Right. Yes. And obviously they help you break it down. If you do go in to talk to a financial advisor, they'll definitely see where you're coming from, you know, what you have, and help you break down how much you should be saving each month. It's just super helpful. And obviously any time of the year, but like with PCS season, just knowing you're going to be, you know, moving and the price of gas is super high right now.
Oh
and
my gosh, yeah.
Paying for hotels and, you know, all that stuff doesn't necessarily get covered unless you take care of it and like document receipts, you know, receipts. Do your due diligence.
Yeah. And I love that they hold you accountable, because that's what I need. Like, once I come up with the goals, I need someone to be like, hey,
you're like, that paper that looks great. I'll hide that away somewhere and never look at it again.
Exactly.
Yeah, you do. You need that person that's just going to check in and be like, are you doing what you're supposed to be doing?
Exactly.
Well, guys, we're getting close to the end of this episode, but we want you to remember that you can catch us every Thursday at noon on Facebook for our Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment, which will be converted into a podcast if you need to catch it later. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, or our website. Be sure to check out our next full-length episode dropping next week with Armed Services Ministry as they discuss their Hero Squad program. We hope you will listen and share with your military spouse tribe, because we want to empower you to empower others.
Also, another very important note, if you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, let's chat. Please email empower@armywifenetwork.com.
Finally, if you want to connect with Army Wife Network beyond the podcast, subscribe to our semi-monthly newsletter, The Sit Rep. Just head to our website and enter your email in the pop-up. We will showcase our top blog posts, upcoming podcast information, exclusive printables and giveaways, sponsor information, and more.
Listeners, we think that military spouses are some of the strongest, most empowered people on the planet. It truly is an honor to share content with you, no matter what season of military life you find yourself in. Keep up the great work and remember that you can do hard things. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.